Deadliest Catch, one of those popular shows on Discovery Channel. Once you start, watching it, like you're flipping through, and it's Deadliest Catch, you just kind of sit on it. You're like, okay, they caught me.
Oh, season
pass. Not only are they catching crabs, they're catching viewers. Let's bring them on in here. There's the doorbell.
There Jonathan they are. And Scott. Look at them.
Look at
hey,
these guys. Oh, my God.
Look at them all cleaned up.
They do clean up well. I didn't expect that.
We wouldn't even recognize it.
I know.
We actually got to sleep, too.
Got to sleep? This is sleeping in for you guys, huh?
We don't get to sleep much when we're working.
Yeah. No doubt. The success of the show is amazing. I mean, it's going into its ninth season now.
Right.
And as far as, like, going from being crab without the cameras and everything on there and just being crab boat fishermen and then having the cameras on there and now entering a ninth season, is there do you notice that the cameramen are there anymore, or is it starting to lean towards
not now? I mean, it's they're like another piece of equipment. You get so used to seeing it there, you don't even think
we're more ourselves now than we used to be, and we always worried about the insurance company. Right. What are they going to say?
And then you worry about, oh God, what are they going to make me look like on TV? Am I going to look like
editing.
A jackass or what?
Right.
You know, but I mean, it's after the first year, then you forget about it. You don't have time to worry about it.
This season is the best yet. It's so action packed, and if you're a fan, you're there's so much drama between the boats because we didn't think we could have a worse winter than last year. Yeah. Well, it was worse.
The ice
came down way sooner. And there was a lot of crab to catch last year. Now there's hardly any crab.
It was pretty
scary. So you're out there wasting a bunch of fuel and bait, and we have fist fights on boats. And
tempers got
boats,
high. And,
boats like the time then that usually have fun all the time. We have a boat breakdown where we have actually mechanical breakdowns and the people,
the crew breakdown.
Now, Scott, weren't you, and I might be mixing people up, so I apologize, but I love the show. Wasn't it last season where you had to make the decision where, like, everybody else went home, everyone else went back, and you were like, oh, if I stay out here, I can make so much money. That was you, right?
That was me. I stayed out.
Oh, and you're just going, oh, God. But
I thought it was going to happen again this year, but guess what? The crab weren't there. I thought I was going to pull another pass.
But
last year was huge. Huge payoff for me. Yeah, that was a big gamble, staying out. And I was thinking, man, if this doesn't pan out, these guys are going to, you know, they made the right decision going home. I'm going to be, the idiot.
Right.
It's like God's a director. That's why there's such a good show. It's not scripted.
Yeah. Mother Nature.
And they have so many.
She writes the show and it changes every 5 minutes.
The cameras are so much smaller now and they're all high def and they have them everywhere now so they don't miss stuff that they used to miss.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they really, I watched the first one. It got my blood flowing, man.
Yeah, I know.
And you lived it.
The show that premieres tonight.
And you forget about it because it's like, it'd be like asking you, what conversation did you have 3 weeks ago?
I can tell you. I talked about 15 minutes.
Exactly, because it's not scripted. So you're just living your life up there. So when you get to see it on TV, because we don't know what they're going to show. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I mean, it's exciting.
I love watching it because my life is miserable. And then I know that somebody else had a worse time. I know it's more miserable over there, so it makes me feel better about my
job.
Talk
about miserable. When you're watching that show and everyone's like, man, we have no crowd. We need this. And they're like, you're getting ready. And the drama, and we're going to pull up the pot, and here we go, and you're like, oh, God, please be full, please. And you pull that up, and there's like the bait's hanging there, and there's one crab.
Oh, and it's ugly.
Yeah.
It's
heart-wrenching for the crew, too, because they're expecting, you know, they believe in you.
And it's not their fault.
And they've done everything they could, and then you're setting the pots, and then if they come up blank, it's my fault.
And then they're paid on the amount you catch.
Yeah, they're paid by the catch. They're not paid by the hour, the day, or nothing.
Every year, like your first set, it's like Christmas. It's like you're the little kid. You come running down, and then you check that first pot. There's no red bicycle under the tree.
Oh,
damn, no bicycle.
Yeah. And you're looking around.
Nothing.
It's like, oh, man, there's going to be
something. Santa didn't come.
Santa doesn't like us this
We're
year.
Like little kids out there. It's funny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's such an incredible show. Now, when you watch the show, I'm sure you've lost a lot of cameramen in that they just couldn't handle it, right? Because your stomachs,
at least one,
right.
Your stomachs can handle it. You've been doing it for a long time, but any of us go out on that boat with you just for a day, and
a lot of guys get seasick still. Like my dad fished for 35 years, and he was seasick.
You get seasick too?
Yeah, I'm just real sneaky. I throw up out the window, and they don't know.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know that about.
That's how he keeps that figure.
I got it down to 2.25 days, and I used to think it's because I was so hungover.
Right.
always get drunk the night before I go fishing.
Because you can't drink the whole time you're on the boat.
That hangover gets you, because it's worse being seasick than a hangover is.
Yeah.
So it gets you, helps you get through part of that hangover, I mean, seasickness.
Yeah, you can see how hard our cameramen have it. I mean, seriously, look at this. This rough job they have.
We look pretty stressed right now.
No, that's Dan here, and he's a soldier. He was in Afghanistan and all that, and he's a huge fan of Deadliest Catch, and he's like, oh, my God, my dream would be to go be a cameraman on.
Oh, man, we get you set up. What you wish for.
I used to watch you guys in Afghanistan. It made our life so much better. Oh,
I see. That's it. Everybody, when they're having a miserable day, they can come over and watch our show and realize that it wasn't that
bad. My hat's off to you.
Yeah, I mean, over in Afghanistan and thinking that we got it rough, I think it's
and we fly flags that are sent to us from Afghanistan. Yep. They just never play it because they're too politically, it's too politically correct or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, pretty much all the boats have flags on them. Yeah.
With the ninth season ready to start. I mean,
tonight, by the way.
There's some storms. Like, I mean, we have the worst weather.
Yeah,
there's
this year. I can't believe the weather was so bad this year.
We have a guy that almost lost his leg.
And
pretty much, you'll find out.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You have to watch.
People wanting to join your boat. I mean, like, as far as like the people who saw the show and like that's like his dream is to go be a cameraman because he's a cameraman. Right. People are like who want to go up there and say, look how much money I can make. Right. I think I can do that. These noobs. I mean, does the show have a big part in casting a noob, or is this like this guy's life? It's still up to the captain.
No, it's still up to us. I mean, the show and that's the beauty of the show is that it's unscripted. So they're there to film our lives. So you know, I mean,
they're not saying, can you walk up to him and say it again?
Of course, they would love it. They would love to have find this one guy that they knew would fail to do it. But you know, I mean, that's not how it works. So I mean, it's totally up to us.
We get guys that actually they will go to Dutch Harbor in June because they actually think
that we're fishing
just because it's airing in June.
It's airing, and they're flying up to Alaska
and they're waiting for the boats to come in.
Dutch Harbor, they get up there and there's no boats around. It's nice and sunny.
What the hell?
What happened?
The best story I got is this little 60-year-old guy on a bicycle, and he comes up and he shows us his war medals and he's about 5'2". And he says, what are my odds, Andy? He asked my brother, just give it to me. And he goes, about the same as you being in the NBA.
Maybe he's got
a 60-inch vertical jump. I don't know. But
we got stuff all the time where guys, they'll see something on the show where a guy quits or a guy gets hurt. And then I'll get a Facebook message. I could be there tomorrow.
It's wow. Like, they just think it's so
easy.
I know
we can get you on as a cameraman if you got it. Right.
Absolutely. Like I said, I would.
I've never seen Dan this quiet and speechless. He's in awe of you guys. Yeah.
Because they're searching for him all the time now. But it's good. Everyone wants that on their resume to be one of those guys, and then you get out there and.
Yeah, it's long days for the camera guys. People don't realize it's for 20 hours a day because they can't miss anything.
A week just to get to Dutch Harbor by boat, and then it takes a week to get home, and then we're a couple days out from there, and Dutch Harbor is not a. Like, you get to come to town, and there's, like, there's a girl behind every tree. There's three damn trees.
Yeah, exactly. So, and there's a church and a bar.
There's a church and a bar and a jail.
You
and
go that's one it. On Saturday night, and the next one Sunday morning.
You offload, and then you turn around and go right back out. Yeah, so you're working. I mean, it's a seven-day-a-week job.
So you do watch your own show. Are there any other, shows that are based, kind of like the guys who are, like, searching for the gold? I mean, are you watching, any other shows?
I watched that for a while, and then I like watching The Voice. I don't know. my grandma got me on that.
That is awesome.
But you know what? Those guys are real musicians, and it's cool because it's not what they look like. I like the. I don't know why I'm hooked on that show, but
it's a good one.
Those are great people. Blake Shelton and all the guys are just great people. So
I have a question. Do you guys eat pretty well when you're out?
You have to. Yeah, and on both our boats, we have two square meals a day, and I mean, it's like
that's
seven course meals,
captains.
Yeah, and you got to realize the young captains,
they get pizza pockets
and stuff like that, and they're just like, we can't stop to eat. Well, your body's a machine; it needs fuel.
Right.
And if you give your guys a good meal, you're going to get more work.
You get worse within a week.
If you give them more food, you can give them less sleep. Because I got energy to work.
Yeah. That's the fuel.
There you go.
Earlier in the show today, we were talking about just crazy things that you've eaten. Because apparently, guinea pig has made its way to America from South America as being on the menu in certain restaurants.
Wow!
Is there things? I mean, being up there where like
I know. Wow!
That you've been like, okay, this is the best part of the crab. No one knows about
the crab tails.
Eat the crab tail.
Crab tail. The tail of the king crab is...
It's
is,
like crab ass or not.
Potato crab
domestic markets don't have it, but it's a delicacy.
It goes straight to Japan.
Japan.
You guys don't get to see the legs are like this, but they sell you the little stuff.
Yeah, see,
what is amazing?
Is like
90 pounds,
85 to 90% like of king crab go crab. Overseas, don't even make it. So the crab that you guys see is only about 15% of what we catch in the domestic market, and they pay the premium price for the bigger crab. So it's pretty rare to see great big king crab. You know, than the plate.
You said 60 pounds, 7 foot wingspan.
No, 16. But
I thought I said 16.
Yeah, like, no, 16.
That's a killer.
Well, just one leg's like 2.5 pounds.
Right.
And try to put it on a plate. It looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
I don't know. That's why it goes overseas, I guess.
We eat it. Yeah. The first section is like a half a pound steak.
Yeah, you can't even eat.
It's crazy how quickly they know when they're out there counting and the ones you throw back and count. Like you do, they do it so quickly.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a great show.
Again, they're paid on their catch.
We are looking so forward.
There's a lot of crew changes and guys quitting. And
this year, tonight at 9 o'clock, you're not going to want to miss it.
The regular fans are just going to eat
this up. Plus, we got the bait this year. That's a new show. It's a pre-show. It's a pre-show before Deadliest Catch.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
And then you learn something. We'll tell you stuff you don't know about. Yeah. People are always
asking. And
each
of the captains get to sit in the hot seat. Yeah. And you don't want to be in the hot seat because then the other captains can rip on you.
Some of us are in the hot seat a lot more than others.
Yeah, some guys are.
But we're like, what a stupid idea you had there, huh?
So your ninth season starts tonight at 9 p.m. on Discovery, and then the show, The Bait, happens right before the show.
At 8 o'clock.
And then right afterwards is the time band, History of the Time Band.
Yeah. That's going to be
You'll probably throw up three hours of Hillstrand.
Yeah, put on Discovery and leave it there. Jonathan Hillstrand and Scott Campbell Jr. in here. Good luck, guys.
All right, thanks, man.
Congratulations on all your success. Yeah. It's been fun having you in. Whenever you're back in town, stop in, okay?
Yeah, we love you.
Oh, man, thanks.
We're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.